Marecha. I'd like to see my Rabbeim, Mikol Molanda Yiskalti, but Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully, through the course of this year, I'll be able to see you in a more significant kind of way. The shiur is dedicated to Lilu Nishmas, my mother, Leah Shalom, whose yahrzeit is Erev Pesach, Habo Aleinu Latova, Halavai, the Torah that we will learn this year will be Lilu Nishmas HaTahura, and will be a schus for all of Klal Yisrael, that we all should be zocher to Soros, Tovos, Yeshuos, and Achamos. All those that are not well should have a refuah shlema bekarov, and Beis Hashem is Baruch, the Ribbono Shel Olam should give the entire world a refuah from this unfortunate and deadly kind of makkah. On page number one, you should have Maamar Mekomos in front of you, and there are six pages of Maamar Mekomos. We're not going to cover all of it, but we'll try to see if we can perhaps accentuate the major points that I would like to make. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, which is item number one in the middle of page one, a famous Mishnah. The Mishnah comments in the underlined section. After the Mishnah tells us the most important din, which is, of course, the halacha of Rav Gamliel, that these are the three items that are supposed to be stressed on Leil HaSeder, namely Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, B'chol dor v'dor, this of course is found very much in our Haggadah, B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros es atzmo k'ilu yatzah mimitzrayim. Every Pesach night, one is re-experiencing the entire saga of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shenemar, v'igadaz olavincha v'yama huleymor, v'avu zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mimitzrayim. As it's well known, the Rambam has a different text in this Mishnah. The Rambam is found in item number two. In Perek Zayin Halach above, the Rambam writes, V'chol dor v'dor chayav adam laharos es atzmo. A person is obligated to be demonstrative, not simply using the binyan kal, liros es atzmo, but rather laharos es atzmo, kilu hu ba'atzmo yotza ata mishivu mitzrayim. The Rambam has changed the language of the Mishnah with a few different words. Our Mishnah states, a person is obligated to see himself on Pesach night as if he left Mitzrayim, and the Mishnah calls the pasuk v'igadat to levincha b'yama uleimor ba'avu ze'asa Hashem li b'seisim Mitzrayim. The Rambam accentuates the element of re-experiencing in a demonstrative kind of way Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam says laharos kilu hu ba'atmo, each one of us on Pesach night is once again undergoing the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kiilu hu ba'atmo yotza ata. And those, the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim is taking place every single year for each one of us individually. And the Rambam quotes the pasuk. The Mishnah then goes on to say, lefikach, because of that re-experiencing of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we undergo on an annual basis, that precipitates an obligation. The Rambam and the Mishnah writes to go ahead and say Hallel to Hashem Yisbarach. Latikach anachdu chayavim lahodos, lahallel, l'shabeach, l'foyer, l'romim, l'hader, l'vorech, l'yalu, l'kaveis. We're mechuyav. Because of this unbelievable experience that we're going to have Mitzvah Hashem Leil HaSeder, and that we have every Leil HaSeder, that precipitates, that engenders an obligation to say Hallel, to praise Hashem Yisbarach. Why, the Mishnah says? Because not only did our forefathers experience this ness, but we, on an annual basis, also experience this ness. And the Mishnah then ends by saying this section that we're obligated, therefore, to say Hallelujah, which of course is the first stanza of the Hallel that we say on Pesach night. The Mishnah then goes on to tell us that we have a machlokes b'shama b'shilel. How much of Hallel do we say before the Suda begins? Ad heichanu omer. Till when is the Hallel said? And the Mishnah tells us there are two opinions. B'shama omrim adeim haban mismecha. B'shama contends only the first stanza of Hallel. U'b'shilel omrim ad chamam b'shamayim nomayim. Beis Hillel argues that we say the first two stanzas. We pass the halacha like Beis Hillel. But the Mishnah is telling us two very significant elements. Number one, the obligation to say Hallel. And number two, that somehow this Hallel is not going to be a Hallel Shalem. We're not going to say the entire Hallel at this point in time, but rather either one parak of Hallel or two parakim of Hallel according to Beis Hillel. What's fascinating is the Lashon of Lefikach. That's a classic expression. That means as a consequence of the re-experiencing of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's an obligation to say Hallel. Does this imply that without Bechol Dor V'Dor, one would not say Hallel? Somehow that seems to be the impression that one has from that language of Lefikach. And yet, one might argue, isn't the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim in and of itself sufficient to precipitate the obligation to say Hallel? And yet the Mishnah, by the use of this one word, Lefikach, seems to preclude that possibility. Dafka, because we are re-experiencing on an annual basis Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is the compelling factor that, in effect, warrants the recital of Hallel. That is Ha'ara number one that I would like to introduce in the Shir. Ha'ara number two is the language of the Mishnah, where it introduces the Machlokes Beishama Beishillel. Ad Heichan Hu Omer. To what point does Hallel say it? Right away, the Mishnah, by virtue of its question, already presupposes and assumes that we're not going to say Hallel Shalom. We're only going to say a partial Hallel. Ad Heichan means there's some boundary line, there's some line of demarcation that's to be drawn. Why is there such an assumption? There's a fundamental hanocha, premise, that the Mishnah is laying down, and we don't understand why that premise is operative. One would have thought that on any Yom Tov, the obligation is to say the entire Hallel. We know that on Rosh Chodesh, the practice is to say Chatzi Hallel. The Gemara says that there's a minhag to say Chatzi Hallel. We're only familiar with either Hallel Shalem or the minhag on Rosh Chodesh to say Chatzi Hallel. But somehow, Leil Pesach, here we have already an assumption in the Mishnah that the entire Hallel is not going to be said. The question is why? Why is that somehow, that assumption built into the very fabric, the very architecture of Leil HaSeder? That's Ha'ara number two, or question number two. Question number three is item number four in the lower right-hand corner, based on the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Navi Tzochim attempts to understand this argument between Mishnah and Beis Hillel, whether we're going to recite one parak of Hallel, one paragraph of Hallel, or two parakim of Hallel according to Beis Hillel, or two paragraphs of Hallel. So in the underlying section, the Yerushalmi records the following dialogue. Amar lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, how do you recite two stanzas, two paragraphs of Hallel, including the second paragraph, Abitzeis Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, v'chiyotu Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, shu'umatki Yitzias Mitzrayim? Obviously, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the actual exodus of Egypt, took place the following day, and now it's still the evening. So why should I recite the second paragraph? The second paragraph begins, "V'tzeis Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, v'etz Yaakov mi-Yam Lo'ez." We're not there yet. In terms of the timing is inappropriate. We're still the night before. Why am I saying that? So the Yerushalmi responds, "Amar lahem Beis Hillel." Beis Hillel answers, "Ilu mamtin lakos hagever." Adayin lo gil v'chatzi geula. Hech maskirim geula v'adayin lo nigalu. V'alo lo yotzu elo. They only left the comment of Beis Hillel v'chatzi hayom. In other words, Beis Hillel responds, if I'm going to wait till the actual physical exodus, which is tomorrow, I would have to wait till midday on the following day, because it says in the Pasuk, v'yi be'etzim hayom azeh, yotzu kol tibas Hashem eretz Mitzrayim, the parsha in Bo. So therefore, they still contends the following. They say that since we begin the Hallel, we tell them to complete it. And all similar to the halacha of Hamaschel b'mitzvah, omim lo gemor. Namely, we have a din, we are quite familiar with this halacha in other contexts, but here, what the Yerushalmi is suggesting, according to Beis Hillel, that we start the mitzvah, we complete it. But even that is difficult, because obviously we're not completing the Hallel. We're only reciting one more stanza, one more perek, one more paragraph. So what exactly is Beis Hillel saying? Amaschel b'mitzvah, omelo gemor. We start the mitzvah. So we don't suffice with one paragraph. One would have thought we'll finish the Hallel, but we don't. Even though the Lashon of Beis Hillel is Omer Lo Gemar. And the more difficult question, perhaps, also is what is the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? How do we understand the argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So here we have two more ha'aros, ha'aros number three, ha'aros number four, ha'aros number three being, what is the nature of this statement in Yerushalmi to defend Beis Hillel? I'm asking the mitzvah Omer Lo Gemar, when we're not completing the Hallel, we're only saying one more paragraph. And item number four, what's the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Item number five is the Gemara in Brachas directly next to the Yerushalmi, in the middle section, the lower part of page number one. A well-known question, Adaf Yudala, the Gemara poses, what is the din? The Gemara says, the Hallel of a Megillah Moshe Yapsik. Can I be Matzik in the middle of Hallel? Or can I be Matzik in the middle of the Megillah? So the Gemara says, I'm reading on Kal V'chomer. Here we can use the Kal V'chomer to resolve this question. We know the Mishnah has the Machlokes, but we know that you're allowed to be Matzik in the middle of Kriya Shema for all kinds of different reasons. So Kriya Shema, which is in the Daraisa, we're allowed to be Matzik. How is Rabbanon Mibay? How, which is only a Din Rabbanon, certainly Kal V'chomer, one should be able to be Matzik. I mean, something which is at a level of the Rabbanon doesn't have the same Chomer, the same enormity as a Din Daraisa. So if I could be Matzik for a Din Daraisa, Kriya Shema, certainly I should be able to be Matzik for a Din Rabbanon. That's one side of the coin. Although the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe, presuming he saw this. Since, what is the nature of Hallel? We're publicizing the nature of Hashem Yisbarach. So therefore, because presuming he saw this, perhaps that would prevent us, perhaps that would be an inhibiting factor, that we should not be able to be Matzik in the Hallel. So the Gemara answers, Amalei Pesach, Vein Bikachlum. The Gemara says, you're allowed to interrupt the Hallel, just as one is allowed to interrupt the Kriya Shema, one is allowed to interrupt the Hallel. So here we have a pretty clear Gemara that one can go ahead and interrupt even something which is essentially Pesuma Nisa. Rabbi Yonah in Brachos, you don't have it on your sheet, but he notes that even if there is no bracha, as in the case on the night of Pesach, we don't say a bracha at the Hallel that we're going to say in Yitz Hashem in the context of the Haggadah, whether we say one stanza according to Beis Shammai, or two stanzas according to Beis Hillel. There's no bracha that's preceding it. So in general, it's hard for us to understand what's going on Pesach night. And this is question number five. How do we break up the Hallel? We interrupt it with a meal. And then, in general, as we know, after the meal, and after Birchas Hamazon, then we begin the second section of Hallel. Why did Chazal decide to split the Hallel into two segments? And all Rishonim are very concerned about this issue, and this is issue number five, which is the subject of a lot of discussion. Taisin Brachos Daf Yud Dalid, and the Rishonim, Imsochim, the Ran, and other Rishonim, they indicate that Yerushalmi writes, a very fascinating Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is already alluded to by item number nine. If you turn the page sideways, you'll see in the upper left-hand corner, Aran and Av Yitzchokim. He refers to this Yerushalmi that maintains there are two brachas recited on the Hallel on Leil HaSeder. One bracha, which is before the two standards that we say, namely, a bracha Asher Kishonu, excuse me, the mitzvot of Yisivano Likro Hallel, and a second bracha after the Seuda, when we're going to go into the second part of Hallel, we're going to say the bracha of Ligmar of Hallel. But the Rishonim are troubled by the fact that we don't do this. We don't either say bracha number one Likro to Hallel before these two stanzas, nor do we say in the second part of Hallel Ligmar to Hallel. And if a bracha is made, how can we be masik? And our practice is not to make a bracha. So in general, the question is, why do we make a bracha on the Hallel on Leil HaSeder? And why does it say there? And why is the Hallel divided the way we have it, namely, into two different segments? One segment that's found before the Suda, and one segment that's found after the Suda. So let's examine for a moment a Ran, which is found in item number nine. And this Ran, in the first three lines, the Ran quotes Rabbi Gon. Rabbi Gon writes in a tshuva that You don't say the bracha on Hallel, the Leil HaSeder. Why? His lashon is the following. If you take a look, you'll see it when you turn the page sideways. The first three lines that are underlined in the Ran, he quotes his statement of Rav Haigon says, "She'einanu korin oso b'toras korin el b'toras omer shira." Rav Haigon makes a phenomenal observation, namely that we're not saying the Hallel as what would be known as a Hallel Shel Kriya, but rather we're saying a Hallel Shel Shira. And he quotes the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, that we just began with a few moments ago, and therefore he also quotes Lepika Hanad Chayodin, Lahodos, Lahallel, Shabech, Lefoer. So this Rav Haigon is very astounding. He's suggesting there are two different types of Hallel, and one Hallel is called the Hallel Shel Kriya, and one is called the Hallel Shel Shira, and apparently the Hallel on Pesach night is not the standard Hallel Shel Kriya that we say, for example, on Pesach morning, on any Yom Tov morning, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot, but rather it's a new Hallel, it's called the Hallel Shel Shira. Before we elaborate on this Rav Haigon, which was probably made famous by the Bris Kerov, Zechatzal Gdracha, who really popularized this Rav Haigon and really laid out the parameters of this Rav Haigon and Leil HaSeder, and that's what I've heard many times from my Rebbe, Agoyin Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. Let's just examine one or two items with reference to Hallel in general. The Rav writes in item number 6, which is page 1, he tells you that Hallel is a Din D'Rabbanan. Not only Hallel of Chanukah, the Rambam says, but Hallel in general is V'divrei Sofrim B'chal Yomim Shegomim B'Yom Etzah Hallel. Whenever we say Hallel, it's a rabbinic in nature. It's not a Din D'Oraisa, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. This, of course, reflects the Gemara. This reflects the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yudal that we just read, that Hallel is a Din D'Rabbanan. Right away, the Ravid has a Ha'ara on this Rambam, it's in the Michael's next to the Rambam. The Ravid says he disagrees with the Rambam, and he claims that here we have, it's not just a Rabbanan, but he has a what he calls an Asei Midibri Kabbalah. It's based on a pasuk in Tanakh. And the pasuk says, Hashir Yilachem Leil Hiskadish Chag. It's a well-known pasuk in Tanakh, and the Ravid suggests that somehow Hallel is Din Rabbanan, but it's fundamentally founded on a pasuk in Tanakh, where the Navi speaks about a shir, and the shir is Kalel his Kadesh Chag. The Magen Mishnah here has an explanation. This Magen Mishnah actually is found on page 1 as well, item number 7. The Magen Mishnah has the following statement. He says, "Ubenes tebeperek adi psochim amru sheneviim tishnu hallel kol tzara shenigolim imenu." There's a takon of the neviim that one should say hallel if one, Chas V'Shalom, is involved in any tzara, as we are involved in right now, unfortunately and tragically for the entire world, one is obligated to say Hallel when Hashem is barred to provide us, hopefully soon, with the Yeshua. There's a din to say Hallel. And the Magen Mishnah goes on to say, but the Hallel that we say on an ongoing basis, refers to all the Shal Shrigalim. When we say Hallel, says the Magen Mishnah, that's a din to Rabbanan. Chazal, in effect, indicated mid Rabbanon, we say Zechel the Nes every Pesach, every Shavuos, every Sukkot, Pesach morning, Shavuos morning, Sukkot morning. We say Hallel Zechel to the Nisim that occurred during those Yom Tovim. But it's a Takonas HaNeviim, says the Magen Mishnah, which is on Kukud Zayin in Psochim, that when Klal Yisrael is, God forbid, engulfed by a tzara, and then Hashem provides us with the Yeshua, we also say Hallel. But it goes on that the Hallel is of a different nature than the Hallel that we say on Yom Kippur, every Yom Tov. The Apal Pi, he quotes, even though the Gemara has an Erchin, the Gemara quotes for this kind of Hallel, so the Magen Mishnah said those Sukkim are simply Asmachta. That's the passage that the Ravid mentioned, Hashir Yelachem Kalel is Kachag. Because the Gemara does say, and this is found actually in item 2, upper right hand corner. This is the Gemara that the Mishnah is quoting. Neviim shebeinayim titnulem liyisrael. The Neviim were mesakein. She omrim asal kol perak uperak. That refers to the shalosh regalim, the alkol tzara v'tzara. As I mentioned a moment ago, any terrible mishap that occurs to Klal Yisrael, shelo tovu aleihem, that God forbid we should not be visited by such a tzara, uchshenigolim, but when we are going to be redeemed, omrim asal gulasa, then we're going to be obligated to say halel. So the Magnishna tried to be mechalek between different types of halel. Halel that said alkol tzara v'tzara, that's a takonat haneviim, when we have the Yeshua. The halal that said, al koperek uperek, that's a din d'rabbanan. And the fact that the Gemara in Erechim quotes this pasuk that the Rabbi mentions, Hashi yolachem kelel zchad eshachag, that's only in asmachta ba'alma. But the Gemara seemingly has compared the two types of halal. The Gemara has compared to halal called perek uperek, namely a halal that's recited on every Yom Tov morning, and the Gemara compared that to al kol tzara v'tzara shelotavu aleihem. But what I'm interested in is simply to draw from this one conclusion, that during a crisis, if Klal Yisrael is saved from any crisis, so we have a Takonas Neviim, we're obligated to say Hallel, and in effect, the Gemara seems to indicate that this Hallel had the same status as the Hallel that said, Al Kol Perek Uperek. So, going back to the Ran, who quotes Rav Haigon, and Rav Hai has formulated two genres, two types of halal. This is what I would like to focus and elaborate on in this year of Shabbos HaGadol. One is halal shel kriya. Halal shel kriya is a din that during the 18 days that the Gemara says, yachid gomer b'yem es halal, that the yachid is obligated to say halal, and the Gemara actually, on page number one, and Rambam actually there, cites all those days. Chacham enacted that halal be said, as I mentioned before, on Pesach morning, on Shavuos morning, and on Sukkot morning. That's a halal shel kriya. That's a din d'rabbanan. And Chazal make an enactment. What do they do? They also enacted a bracha. We know that we say a bracha before that halal. You're probably aware that regarding Rosh Chodesh, that's already a different story. That the Mechaber has a number of opinions in Shulchan Aruch, and generally, the minhag of Sfardim is not to make a bracha on the halal Rosh Chodesh, because that's not the real halal. That's only halal shel minhag. And Ashkenazim are known to say a bracha on the halal Rosh Chodesh. But the first halal, which is the classic halal, I'm not talking about Rosh Chodesh now, which is a chassi halal, is what the Rav Haigon calls the halal shel kriya. That means the halal that's recited every Yom Tov morning, 18 days in the course of the year, and a bracha, of course, is attached to that halal. But now, Rav Haigon is Mechadesh, there is a second din of Hallel called Hallel Shel Shira. Just as the Hallel that we're going to recite in the context of the Korban Pesach, if you look at page number 2, item number 8, again, upper right-hand corner, there's a comment in the Gemara, which is underlined here, two lines from the end of this paragraph. Efshar Yisrael Shachtres Pitzchayim B'Nadl L'Aveim L'Omru Shira. And we know the Mishnah tells us in Psachim, a very well-known Mishnah. This Mishnah is actually quoted here on the source sheet as well. And the Mishnah tells us that, if you look at page number 5, item 33, the Mishnah speaks about the Korban Pesach being nishchad in three different groups. And the Mishnah tells you one group came, a second group came, a third group came, and the Mishnah tells you, Koru et Ahalel. Then in the course of that Korban Pesach being brought, so they would say the Hallel. The Mishnah also points out the statement.
Where's that Mishnah
through.
On number 33? What Mishnah is that?
Where? It's a Mishnah in Sochim. It's on page number 5. Do you see that? Where it says, HaPesach Nishcha B'Sholosh Kitos. So the Gemara derives from that pasuk, Kahal, Ve'eda, V'Yisrael. And then it mentions the different the kitos and what they did. And then I'm skipping to the underlined section. Yatzar Kad Rishona, Nichnasar Kad Shnia, Yatzar Shnia, Nichnasar Shlishit. And it tells you each one just repeated what the other one did. Karu es Ahalel, they read the Halel. Im Gomru, if they finished it one time, Shano, they said it a second time. Yim Shano, they said it a second time, Shileshu. They said it a third time. Kach, the Mishnah says, Abba Bishalal Shilshim Yimeim. They never were able to complete it three times, and the Mishnah goes on to say, Abba Yud Omer, Mimeim Shal Kachlishis Lo Giyal Yahav Tikish Ma'ashem, Nesha'amu Muatim. By the time the third Kach came along, so the Mishnah tells us they weren't able to complete the Hallel, as they said, basically, a partial Hallel. This idea, namely, on page number, item number 8, where the Gemara says in Sochem Kuf Yitzayin, the last two or three lines here, in the upper right-hand corner, the Gemara here clearly calls the Hallel that's associated with the Shkidas HaPesach, it calls it Shira. It's considered to be not a Hallel Shel Kriya, again, using the language of Haigon, but it's considered to be a Hallel Shel Shira. There was no bracha that was enacted for it. So, in effect, even though it's called the pasuk against the Rambam says all dinim of Hallel the Rabbanon, and the Rabbi says, no, there's a pasuk in Tanakh, Hashir Yelachem Kalev is Kaddish Chag, but that apparently is referring to a different type of Hallel. Namely, that Hallel is a Hallel Shel Shira. Kalev is Kaddish Chag. And perhaps that specifically refers to, and this is how the Risk Rav explains that, it refers to the night of Pesach, which is of Hallel Shel Shira and not Hallel Shel Kriya. Now the Brisk Rav is explaining that on Pesach night the Hallel is Midirei Kabbalah. But the Rambam, when he mentions the halacha over there, the Rambam refers to on page number 1, the Rambam in item number 6, the Rambam is talking about, as he mentions, Hallel is the Rabbanon, B'chol Hayom Shegomim is the Hallel, U'shmon Asayom Bashon Mitzvah Likvar with the Hallel. Which Hallel is the Rambam talking about? Kriya. He's not talking about the Hallel Shel Shira. He's talking about the Hallel Shel Kriya, which is the classic Hallel. We say on Pesach morning, Shavuos morning, and Sukkot morning. That's the Hallel of the Rambam. So the Rabbi who asked from this Pasuk, Hashir Yelachem Kalel is Kaddish Chag, the answer said, Risk Rav to the Rabbi, in his question on the Rambam, is that a different type of Hallel? That Pasuk is alluding to a Hallel Shel Shira. And the proof lies in the fact that the Rambam does not include the night of Pesach in these 18 days. The Rambam should have included that night of Pesach, namely, in the context of Leil HaSeder, that we say the Hallel divided into two segments, as we mentioned earlier, two prokim before the Suda, and the rest of Hallel after the Suda. The Rambam does not mention it. The Rambam does not have that Hallel among the 18 days. So apparently the Rambam is talking about a different type of Hallel. And the Rambam in general, in Perachas coming to Matzah, that also is found here. You can see it actually on the Marma Kamashi. The Rambam in Perachas coming to Matzah, when he mentions on page number 5, in item 31, in Halacha Hay, after you go to in the Rambam Gamliel, the Rambam says, the Omer, the Tikha, Chama Chayavim, the Hoda, the Halel, the Shabbat, the Fon. The Rambam mentions the rest of the Mishnah, and then he says, "We say Halukah, Haluadi Hashem, Al Chalom Shlomayim Amoyim, and the Bracha Vasher Galanu." So, what does one see, according to the Rambam, that there is no bracha that is made of this Hallel? This Hallel is of a totally different nature. It's not the Hallel Shel Kriya that we say on Pesach morning and Shavuos morning and Sukkot morning, but it's a new din. It's a Hallel Shel Kriya similar to the Hallel that we recited when the Korban Pesach is brought. And therefore, the Brisk Rav explains, this is the understanding apparently of the Magen Mishnah, who distinguished between Hallel and Yomim Kvuim, Yomim Kvuim referring to Hallel Shel Kriya, Pesach morning, Sukkot morning, Shavuos morning, that's a Din Rabbanon, to Hallel that said in a Tzara from which we were saved, that's a Takonos HaNatim, being redeemed from a Tzara, warrants apparently a Hallel of Shira, similar to the Shira of Hallel and Pesach night. And that Hallel is Takonos Nebiim, whereas the Hallel of a regular Yom Tov is rabbinic in nature. That's a Hallel Shel Kriya and not a Hallel Shel Shira. So we have distinguished, based on the Ran, based on a citation of Rav Haigon, and this is the Brisk Rav's understanding of this issue, that there are two dinim of Hallel. And it could be, the Brisk Rav explains, if you look on page number 5, item 32, there's a Tesefta in the Nochus, where the Tesefta comments, Hallel, B'Shevach, Utfila, Ma'akvois, Zoyezo. It tells you that Hallel, and Shevach and Tefillah are ma'akvim zo and zo. It means that we have to say Halo Shabbat. There is no such concept as Chati Halal. And that's also Meduik in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara and the Rambam on page number 1 speak about Yudchas Yomim Sha'ayachit Go Mebrahim Es Halal. A partial Halal is not halakhically valid. And that is, of course, borne out as well by the Gemaras that tell us that when Rab came to Babel and he saw that they were saying Chodesh, he wanted to stop them because he was not aware of this concept of Chati Halal. And then he saw they were being medaleg, they were skipping different parts of the Halal. He said, oh, Shema Mina, Mina Gabo Sem Biyadeh. They probably have the Mina to say Chati Halal Rosh Chodesh, and he let them go. But a partial Halal is not halakhically a genuine Halal. It's a Halal Shom Mina. But we're talking about two different types of Halal. One which is Halal Shel Kriya, that's said in every Yom Tov morning with a bracha that precedes it. And the other Halal, of course, is going to be recited at the redemption of Klal Yisrael from any crisis situation, from any tzara, which is founded upon the Halal of Shira, similar to the Halal that's recited when the Korban Pesach is brought by Jews in Yerushalayim HaKodesh.
Why would Halal Shel Shira be able to be done Bechetziv and not Halal Shel Kriya?
I can't. What are you asking?
Why does Halal Shel Shira have a different din that it can be done Bechetziv and not Halal Shel Kriya? Why does it? Why don't? What's the difference between Halal Shel Kriya? You have to see the full one, but Halal Shel Shira, you can have Chetzi Halal.
Okay, I'm going to. That's exactly the intent of the Shir. I hope to try to explain that as best I can if you give me a few moments. But I said earlier, the Mishnah Psochim that Rabbi Feinberg mentioned on page number 5, item 33, I think it's on Daf Samach Dalet, if I'm not mistaken, that, again, I'm comparing these two halals. It's not my chiddush, it's the risk of the halal that accompanies the Korban Pesach, the shrik of the Korban Pesach is certainly a halal shel shira, and it wasn't indispensable for the entire halal to be said. But now just continuing a little bit to try to, again, flesh out a bit more of these two types of halal. So the Ran, after he cites up Haigon here on page number 1, who pondered two types of Halal, so the Ran ends, take a look at the end of the Ran on page 1, if you turn the page sideways. So the Ran comments that no bracha is recited on the Halal of Pesach Nai because it's not a Halal Shel Kriya, it's a Halal Shel Shira. And the idea that is being expressed by the Ran is that when do we have a tikkun of a bracha? When Chazal enacted a takana to say halal. So Chazal enacted that every Pesach morning, Shavuos morning, Sukkot morning, every other morning, 18 days, that the Rambam mentions, that we have an obligation to say halal zecher, the nisim that occurred during all those Yom Tovim, during those 18 days. Whenever you have an enactment of Chazal, automatically, that's preceded by a bracha. Chazal a mesakein, and the mesakein a mitzvah to say halal, a mitzvah to Rabbanon, according to the Rambam, and therefore it's preceded by a bracha. But that's only in a halal shel kriya. And however, the halal with the Rav Haigon is suggesting on Pesach night, and the halal that accompanies the Korban Pesach is a halal shel shira. It's interesting. The Mordechai over here adds that no bracha is recited on Leil HaSeder because we interrupt the halal to eat the suda, implying already that the halal shel shira is markedly different from the halal shel kriya. In other words, the Halal Shel Kriya is recited on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot and Yom Tovim. I would call it an aspect of Simchas Yom Tov, Zeichel the Nes, to commemorate the miracles that occurred. Rosh Chodesh, there's a minhag to say Halal, Chatzi Halal, because there are certainly elements of Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, such as the Korban Musaf. According to the Torah, B'Shem HaGaonim, there may even be an aspect of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh in the so-called Chatzi Halal. But what we see, however, is that all this Halal Shel Kriya is in sharp contradistinction to the Halal Shel Shira that demands spontaneity. This Halal, and this is in response to Rafi Margolis Shlita, to your question, which I'm going to elaborate on in a few moments, but this Halal, which is spontaneous, flows directly from the Jew experiencing the Yeshua Hashem right now. The original Halal recited by Jews on Hanukkah, or let's say Yom Yerushalayim was a Halal Shel Shira, because it welled up from the depths of their heart a sense of boundless gratitude, Hakaras HaTov, for the redemptive beneficence of Hashem Yisbarach. The halal today that we say on Hanukkah is Zechel Denes, that's a halal shel Kriya. So here the Chiddush Rav Haigon is that even now on Pesach night, the halal that we're going to recite millennia after our exodus of Egypt is still a halal shel Shira. And the question is why? Isn't it simply Zechel Denes? So the Chiddush of Rav Haigon, the way the Brisker Rav and the way Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explained it, is again based on that item that we saw on page number one, namely the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chaya Bodom, Liros, or according to the Rambam, Laharas Hasatzmo, that every Leila Seder experiencing is yet in a personal kind of way. And therefore the Mishnah says, Lefikach, Anatu Chayavim. The word Lefikach was used very, very precisely by Abir Abnossi, by the author of the Mishnah, because we're not simply vicariously simulating what happened in days of yore, but rather on Pesach night, we are literally B'Shas HaNes. We are re-experiencing every Pesach night annually the Yeshua Hashem, Keheref Ayin. And that's why the Mishnah says, L'pikach anachim chayovim, l'hodos, l'halel, l'shabeach, l'foyer. And what we're doing is, we are reciting halel ke'ilu B'Shas HaNes. It constitutes a halel shel Shira. And that's also borne out by the Lashon HaRambam that we began with a number of moments ago. Item number two, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, that the Rambam changes the Nusach HaMishnah, Chayav Adam Laharos Es Atmo, but then the Rambam adds, Kilu Hu, Ba'atmo, Yoto, Ato, Mishiba Vitzrayim. The Rambam says that what is happening right now, and Leil HaSeder, we are re-experiencing once again the Shas HaNes. So now let's examine all the nafkaminas between Halal, which is Zechel HaNes, Halal Shel Kriya, that we say on Yom Tov morning, and Halal Shel Shira that we say on Leil HaSeder. The first is that Halal Shel Kriya, or Zechel HaNes, or Halal on Yom Tov, of course, it expresses him on Yom Tov, but it's a clear Mishnah. The Mishnah writes on in Masechet Megillah, Daf Chof. If you look at item number 10, it's a famous Mishnah. Mishnah Megillah tells you, on the second page, on Daf Chof, the Mishnah writes, it tells you what can only take place during the day. We never heard of Halal at nighttime. Halal at nighttime is something which is a revolutionary idea. And the Mishnah Megillah tells us Halal is one of those mitzvahs that demands a daylight hour, similar to the long list that the Mishnah has. Kiyas Shefa, Lulav, V'chulu V'chulu. The Gemara right away asks, what's the makor that Halal can only be said by day binolan? The Yom HaKra. The Gemara cites two makoros. One is the Pasuk Megillas Esther, V'yom Ha'ilah Nizkaron Benasim, and the other the Gemara quotes regarding Kriyas HaHalal V'yom, Dichtiv Mimizach Shem Hashem Mevo'o Mehul Al Shem Hashem, the very beginning of Halal, we say this Pasuk, and the Pasuk indicates that Halal, Dafka, is a din that is required to be recited Dafka V'yom, during the daylight hours. So that of that Mishnah, how could we say Halal, B'Leil HaSeder? It's a violation of a Mishnah, of a clear pasuk. Mimizach Shem Hashad Bevo. Now it's true, Al Pi HaZoyar and Al Pi HaMedrash, that during that long night of Gulas Mitzrayim, the sun was shining. We say there are some piyutim where we indicate that Laila Kayoim Toyer. But that is midrashic in nature. But in terms of the etzem Halal, Halal is something which is limited to during the day. So somehow here we clearly see a distinction between Halal Shel Kriya, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. That's limited to the daylight hours. But apparently Halal Shel Shira is a separate halacha. There's a famous tshuva of Chacham Sofer. This tshuva is actually found, if you take a look again, in the Maran Mekomos that you have in front of you. The tshuva is quoted, item number 35, page number 5, in the lower right-hand corner. The Chacham Sofer has a long tshuva. He was actually by Jews that there was a miraculous salvation from a Achmanu l'Islam, near shipwreck, and the question was, could they say Halal at nighttime? And he responded, if you take a look at the last four lines of the Chacham Sofer, Kal v'chomer ra'ita ben hayam, talking about those who were saved from this near wreck. V'chayetzu bo shu shas nisa mamish, pshita sheyem afilu b'alayla. He writes very clearly that they can say Halal even at nighttime. So essentially what the Chacham Sofer is saying, namely, that when the Mishnah Megillah limits Halal to the daylight hours, the Mishnah is talking about what kind of Halal? Halal Shel Kriya. Halal that is said on every Yom Tov morning, Zechel HaNes. It's a miracle. Namely, here in this case, connected to a miracle that I just experienced. Namely, I was saved from a near shipwreck. The ship could have capsized, Rachman al-Islam, and it did not, and the Ribbono Shel Olam brought me to the shore and saved my life. That can be recited even at night time.
By the time he got to Shailon and responded, it probably wasn't B'Shas HaNes anymore.
It probably wasn't what?
It wasn't B'Shas HaNes anymore by the time he received the Shailon and answered the Shailon. It wasn't a phone call.
Okay. No. But the point of the you'll see, I'll bring you a rise tomorrow shortly. So anyway, so that will be perhaps a better proof. But the Chiddush of HaGaon is that this night of Leil HaSeder for Klal Yisrael everywhere is the B'Shas HaNes. And that automatically engenders a spontaneous kind of shira. And that is, of course, what the Rambam says, Chayav Adam Laharos, or the Lashon HaMishnah, Chayav Adam Liros. But if a person is able to somehow enter the Seder night, which is the most charismatic night of the year, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal always commented, charismatic nights. One is Leil HaSeder, and one is Leil Yom HaKippurim. Both of these are exceptionally charismatic. But obviously, the greater the experience, the greater the chavaya, the greater a person is able to enter into. As we mentioned already in another shiur, that mitzvah, the saper, bi yitzias mitzvayim. So the Rabbah commented as well on the language of bi yitzias mitzvayim. Kol amar b'the saper, bi yitzias mitzvayim, reza meshubach. Namely, the obligation is lehikones, loredet letoch, lehitamek, tzikiva talmud Torah. And the more a person becomes involved, the greater the experience, the greater the regesh that a person could bring to bear, the greater the intellectual acuity and the understanding of what Hashem did to call yourself, that is going to precipitate lefikach. That's going to precipitate the halel, which is, as I called in the title of this shir, shira b'spontaneous. That halel is spontaneous. And of course, that halel cannot possibly be accompanied by a bracha. Because the bracha implies that chazal evaluated the situation as they did in terms of Yom Tov morning, and as a result of their evaluation and appraisal, that we have to articulate Shira to Hashem Yisbarach Zechel and Nisan that occurred many years ago. That would, in effect, certainly a bracha there is in place. But here, a bracha on Leil HaSeder, when that which impels us to go ahead and say Hallel is the experience of the night, a bracha would negate the spontaneity of Shira, a song in praise. And this idea of no bracha, therefore, is a second practical distinction between Hallel Shel Shira and Hallel Shel Kriya. And those distinction number one is one Hallel is said only during the day. The Hallel Leil HaSeder is said at nighttime. Number two, Hallel Shel Kriya is accompanied by a bracha that precedes it, a Birchas HaMitzvah, and Hallel Shel Shira because it's spontaneous. It wells up from the Toch Libo Shel Adam, from a person's heart. The hispartzus, the person simply cannot contain himself and feels somehow he's compelled to, his innards have to express themselves, and he breaks out in song, the hispartzus and shira to Hashem Yisbarach. A third distinction between Hallel Shel Kriya and Hallel Shel Shira. Normally, the Mishnah writes in Masechta Sukkah, one is not permitted to eat before the performance of the mitzvah. The Mishnah tells us with reference to the din of lulav, for that matter, any mitzvah by the tzlach at the beginning of Masechet Brachos, he has a hakira over there, a famous hakira, where this din is based on the fact you should not do a dvar reshus before a dvar mitzvah. Or the issue is simply a practical one, shema yishkach. You might forget to do the mitzvah. But in general, one should not do a dvar reshus once the time for a mitzvah comes. One should seize the mitzvah as soon as one can. This is exactly a Rashi in Parshas Bo, Ushmartem Atzamatzos, and Chazal comment to Shmartem Atzamitzos, Mitzvah Boliotcha Al Tachmitzeno, namely, Eim Avir Al HaMitzos, maybe a Din Daraisa, the Gemara Yuma, but one is not allowed to eat before one is about to perform a mitzvah. And it's interesting, I saw once in the Sefer Okeach, one of these Rishonim that has a lot of Divrei Kabbalah in it, so he writes that the reason why a chassan, the kala fast on the day of the chuppah, because they're about to go ahead and perform a mitzvah. And before you perform a mitzvah, there's an isra achila. One is not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. You can't do a dvar reshus before a dvar mitzvah. And yet, what happens on Pesach night? And this is the third distinction. Here on Pesach night, we're saying a partial halacha, namely two tzvachim, two stanzas, we're eating a meal, and then later on we're completing the halal. Why is this halal so radically different? What about the din? One should not eat before you do a mitzvah of halal. So the Gemara has end of the kindness, and this is found on page number 2, item 11. And this Rabbi Feinberg is similar to the Sam Sefer that we just mentioned. The Gemara there in Tainas, and this Gemara actually is cited by many, many poskim and is quoted actually in the Haggadah of the Nesivus HaMishpat. The Nesivus has a beautiful Haggadah. Soloveitchik Zatzal was very fond of that Haggadah. It's called Maisa Nissen. It is chock full of lomdos. And he refers to this Gemara in Maseches Tainas at the end of the third parak. The Mishnah is on Yud Tesamer Aleph. And the Gemara, towards the end of the third parak, elaborates on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about a Tanis, Shomim, where there was no rain in Eretz Yisrael. They were compelled to be Koveya Tanios, and it indicates that if rain falls before midday, so what happens if suddenly rain falls after a lengthy period of Batzoret, where there was no rain, so then the Mishnah writes, the Tzibur goes home to eat, and then after they eat and have a Sudas Mitzvah, they go back to Shul to say Hallel. The Mishnah writes, and that's your testament now, the Mishnah says, Maiseh, Shegozu Tainis Balud. There was a Tainis Kshomim. V'yordu Lahem Kshomim. And then finally, rain came after an extended lapse. And the Mishnah writes that this happened before Chatzis. Amalem Rav Tarfon, so Rav Tarfon responded to those that were there. Amalem Rav Tarfon, Tzu, V'ichlu, Ushtu, V'asu Yomtiv. Go make a Yomtiv. And they went ahead, they went home, made a Yomtiv, had a Sudas Yomtiv, and then they were come back to come back to Shul. And they said, Hallel. So the Gemara at the Kasha, right here, this is the Gemara that's found here on item number 11, on page number 2, the name of Hallel Meikara. What's going on over here? How could you go ahead and first have a Seuda, first have a meal, and then say Hallel? Hallel should have been said right away. The moment they experience this terrible, the tremendousness of Yiridas Geshomim, of rainfall, plentiful rain, that moment should have been the Mechayiv of Hallel. So the Gemara answers a very striking answer. Abayi v'rabba dami tavayu, v'sheinom im halel, elam nefesh tzveya v'keres meleya. When is halel to be said? Only on a full stomach. Nefesh tzveya v'keres meleya. After a person is satisfied, a person has had a wonderful seuda, then the Gemara says that one says halel. But of course the obvious question is, what in heaven's name is the Gemara saying? Every Yom Tov we say halel, and as I mentioned a moment ago, we say it before eating. It's not that Hallel goes ahead and after, upon the heels of eating a beautiful meal, a beautiful Suda, we're going to say Hallel. So the answer is Tzvei Dinim. That in the case of the Hallel Shol Kriya, O Zechel Emes, O Simchas Yom Tov that we have every Yom Tov morning, Ein Hachanami. That Hallel demands, number one, a bracha. Number two, we're not supposed to eat before we go ahead and perform that mitzvah of Hallel. In Isur Vachila, we shouldn't do Dvar Roshut before Dvar Mitzvah. However, the Hallel Shol Shira that is said over here in this context, and that's what the Chassam Sofer is referring to, and what the Nesivus has in his Haggadah Maisa Nisim, and what the Gemara has in Tainus over here, and Abchafeyam Bebez Chavavam and Aleph, this Hallel is of a very different nature. This Hallel is inextricably intertwined with the Sudat Seidah, a meal of thanksgiving. And part of the hallel is recited. The bulk of the hallel is going to be recited. However, when? After the meal. Al nefesh tzveya v'keres meleya. And this yisod is quoted by the Baal HaMor in Sochim, who notes that this is the basis for the bulk of the hallel, al leil haseder, being recited after the meal. What emerges, however, from this analysis is something novel. That the hallel and the seuda, al leil haseder, we're not simply talking about a Sudas Yom Tov, which we have every Pesach morning and every Shavuos morning and every Sukkot morning, which of course is precipitated by the obligation of Kavod Yom Tov and Einig Yom Tov. But in the words of the Netziv in his Haggadah Imrei Shefer, he calls this Suda Amel HaSeder a Suda Soida. It's a Suda of thanking Hashem Yisbarach. And this Suda is initiated by one paragraph of Hallel according to Beishamai, by two paragraphs of Hallel, according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, the central feature of Haidah, ensconced in the second stanza of Hallel, B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, that is only going to be said after the meal is over. because b'nefesh sveya b'keres meleya. And kind of Rebbe still disagrees. He feels that even that paragraph of Hallel of Yetzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim has to be recited as well. Just derech agav, I'll mention in terms of Beis Hillel's position, the Gemara quotes on Daf Kuf Chof, the Gemara has a famous Machlokes Tanoim, but one opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Korban Pesach has to be completed in Torah by midnight, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah contends the same din applies to Matzah. There's an analogy between Matzah and Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch actually advises us to eat the matzah before midnight. We try to be makbir to eat the avikoman before chatzos. And the Ran, which is quoted by the Raman, Shulchan Aruch contends that once you finish the entire Seder, all the dal kosos of yayin should be finished before chatzos. Others say no, all of the avikoman has to be eaten before chatzos. The question is regarding Hallel. So the Meiri says, according to this opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the first part of Hallel must be concluded before chatzos. What does that mean exactly, according to Beis Hillel? So I would like to elaborate on this, and again, try to further explicate the distinction between Hallel Shel Kriya and Hallel Shel Shira. On item number 13, which is found on page number 2, lower right-hand corner, there's a Gemara talking about Kutches. Kuf Shutches, on the days. The Gemara comments on a famous pasuk that we say in the Hallel. May dichsiv, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, the pasuk says that all the goyim should say praise to Hashem Yisbarach, umos ha'olam, maya vidatayu. Why are they saying Shevach? Why are they praising Hashem, the Gemara asks. And the Gemara answers, Hachi kama, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, agvuros v'niflos, the avid ba'adayu. The goyim are obligated to say Shevach to Hashem, and all the gvuros v'niflos, the Ovid Bahadayu, that he does. Kol Shkeinonu, the Gomer Aleinu Chazdo, certainly Klal Yisrael, that we are the ones who experience the Chesed of Hashem, of the Goyim simply see what's happening in the world. So that itself is sufficient that they should be obligated to say Hallel to Hashem is Barach. But we, says Rashi, Gomer Aleinu Chazdo, we're the ones who are the people who underwent the experience of the Tzorah, or the Tsar, or whatever it may be, whatever Mashbeir we were in, and Hashem Yisbarach saved us, so Kol Shkein Kavuchemer, they were obligated to say Hallel to Hashem Yisbarach. Seen from this Gemara, there are two separate Chiyuvim. One is called Haidah, thanksgiving, and the other is called Shevach, praise. And there's a fundamental distinction between them. For example, if a nes occurs to me, I thank Hashem. I'm a Chiyuv to be Modeh to Hashem Yisbarach. If a bystander observes the nes that occurred to me, he says Shevach. He praises Hashem. If I, however, besides personally experiencing the nes, also observed it, then obviously I'm obligated to both Shevach v'Hodah, and that could be the intent of the Gemara. The Goyim praise Hashem for these similar flaws they saw because they witnessed it. But Kal v'Chomer, we not only witnessed it, but we experienced it. Al b'sareinu. We went through the experience. So we're doubly obligated in saying, Bol Shevach Vodah. It's a very well-known story that's connected to Rabbi Itzalim in Petersburg, one of the great Bali Amusa. So he once responded to a Russian aristocrat who asked him the question. Essentially, he asked him the question of the Gemara. That the Gemara says, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, shabchu kol ha'umim, ki gavra aleinu chazdo. Why should a goy have to say Hallel to Hashem Yisbarach over a chesed that's performed to Klal Yisrael? So Rabbi Itzalim in Petersburg answered beautifully. He told the Goy, we don't know of all the schemes and all the conspiracies that the Goyim concocted when they're having all kinds of meetings and cabals and who knows what and coteries and planning and scheming to try to harm Klal Yisrael in St. Petersburg. But we only see one thing. We see the Yad Hashem that saved us from all your wiles. There are those who are very makbid after Aleinu, as probably all of us should be, to say, Utu Eitzo V'Sufar, Davru Dava V'Lo Yokum Ki Imanu Kel. Hashem is with us. But we're not always aware of all the scheming that is done by the Umat Sa'ilam, said Rabbi Itzel in Petersburg to this guy. But you, who are intimately aware of all your diabolical plans, and how they were foiled by Hashem Yisbarach, Kal v'Chomer, that you're obligated in Shevach v'Hodah to Hashem Yisbarach. That's how the that each of Petersburg understood this Gemara. Halu'es Hashem kol goyim, shabichu kol ha'umim, u'masayla maya vidatayu, what's there, why are they miyuchas, why are they yachsodim in this matter? And the answer is, the Gemara said, David ba'adayu, kol shkeinoru digabar aleinu chazdo. But Ayosim called Vareinu, that Basila maintains, we divide the halal into two segments. First, the Jew offers profound hodah, hakaras hatov, Hashem yisbarach for his salvation, and that hodah is found in the first two stanzas of Hallel. Number one, Halleluka, Hallel Abdi Hashem, and then b'tzeis yisrael mitzrayim. All this before the suda. But the second part of Hallel exhausts itself in a new theme of shevach, a shevach that's not particularistic, but rather a shevach of universal nature. Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu ki l'shimchot in kavod al chazdeh al amitecha. And when it comes to Shevach, even a goy, a non-Jew, is also mechutin. But they balk at acknowledging the Ad Hashem, and therefore we issue a preamble. Shvoi chamos chal agoyim asher lo yidoucha, v'asher b'shimcha lo karou, ki ochal es Yaakov et noveu heshamu. We bemoan the fact that the goy Shevel does not yet recognize the luster and grandeur of Am Yisrael, of our unique role, and we entreat Hashem Yisbarach, please read out to them a new measure that will persuade them to come to that Akar. The Gemara says in Sochim, the Gemara points it out that the second part of Hallel that we say after the Suda, after the meal, is really futuristic in nature. It relates to Sheba Malchios, it relates to Gog Magog, the so-called Armageddon, and therefore these are futuristic themes related to the Gula Asida. And therefore they still are held at the first segment of the Hallel of Shir Nodah, which is an integral part of the tale of the Sibbat Yes Mitzrayim, has to be before Chatzetz. That's part of the Gemara in Sochim Bachavayni, Shayim Alav Dvarim Harbeh. The Hallel of Shevach that talks about the eschatological future can only take place after the Suda Haidah has been completed. So initially, we're involved in Haidah, and then we have the Suda Haidah, and then we now have a beautiful description of what is going to be the future, the beautiful future of Klal Yisrael. Everyone can still hear me?
Yes, Rosh Hashiva.
Okay, you can still hear me. So, my screen went off, so I don't, at least when the screen is on, I have some behind the screen, behind the scene, as it were. Okay, as long as it can still hear me. So Basila contends that Halal Shel Shira on Leil HaSeder is divided into two. The segment before the Suda is the segment of Haidah, and the segment after the Suda is the segment of Shevach and Shira, and that is another Nafkimina between the two types of Halal Shel Kriya and Halal Shel Shira. Namely, this Halal Shel Shira is not said in a standing posture. Normally, Halal is said in a standing posture. In general, what the makar for standing and sitting in different parts of Tefillah has to be carefully examined. The Vilna Gaon writes in the Bi'ah Gra, he points out in the context of any mitzvah, usually a Birchas HaMitzvah is said by Midah. We say it actually in a standing kind of posture. And he refers to the Sukkim in the context of the mitzvah of Tziyas HaOmer. However, this halal that we say al HaSeder is being said by Yeshiva. According to the Meiri, it's said by Haseba. We even have to do Haseba in the context of this halal. Why? Because this halal is an integrated part of a meal which requires the kviyas of Yeshiva. Generally, one of the chilukim between standing and sitting is the din of kviyas. That one has to be koveh asuda. Why is it, for example, when it comes to Kiddush, Ashkenazim, with the exception, let's say, on Friday night, of the Shevi Kevavke in Vayichulu, which is Hagodah Seder, the Gemara and Shabbos, they sit for their Kiddush. Again, there are different minhagim. Kiddush Shabbos morning, again, many people sit because there's a din of Kiddush Shemakam Suda, as there is on Friday night as well. That requires a Kriyas. Tzitz and Brachos also weighs in on this issue regarding Havdalah. Anyway, going back to our issue, we mentioned several nafkiminas between Halal Shel Kriya and Halal Shel Shira that takes place on Leil HaSeder. And now we can beautifully and why the Mishnah formulated the Hallel by posing the following question on page number one. Ad heichan hu omer? And we ask, What is the premise that underlies this question? And the answer is, the premise that underlies this question is the nature of this Hallel is markedly different than the other genre of Hallel, what's called Hallel Shel Kriya. The Hallel of Shira is the harbinger of a grand repast of a Sudat Seidah, and therefore that situation is markedly different than the Hallel Shel Kriya that we say on a Yom Tiv, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot basis. And with this, we can also illuminate another text of the Mishnah that's found here on page number 2, item 15. Statement on page number 1, the Chol Dor V'Dor, then the Tikkun HaChayim L'Avdus HaHalel, and then we have the conundrum. How do we say the next line, V'Nemar L'Fon of Shira Chadash HaLuka, V'Nemar L'Fon of Shira Chadash HaLuka? Probably know there are two nuschos. Chalava, in Masechet Tzachin, notes that our obligation to say Hallel on Pesach night is a personal one. He writes that had the nes occurred to my ancestors, so the Gemara says in Brachos in the last parak that only till the third generation is an Chalava, that this qualification of three generations is lechora limited to a nes shekara liyachid. A nes that occurred to an individual. But a nes shekara l'tzibur, for example, Hanukkah, or Purim, we continue to say Hallel, even Hanayom Hazeh. Of course, the answer is that Hanukkah, Purim represent Nisan that occurred to the collective community of Klal Yisrael. But the problem is the nes of Pesach. That's of an individual nature. V'haraya, what is said to the Ben Russia, this is an item number 19, the famous Diyot. Leave him alone. Ilu Hadasham, Lo Yanigo. He would not have underwent redemption. The nets occurred to each and every Jew who fulfilled the mitzvah halayla of Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. And the Pasuk says, U Pasach Hashem ala Pesach, Ulo Yitein Hamashchis Lovo Batechem Lingof. The same tefillah that we are asking Hashem Yisbarach even now, that the Ibn Shalom should somehow pass over Klal Yisrael. The Mashke should not be able to come into our homes, and this Nagif should not affect us, Rachmanu Litzlan. But back again in Mitzrayim, those Jews who didn't commit themselves to our collective destiny did not participate in the Gulas Mitzrayim. That's what the Baal HaGadol says. Leave it alone. Ilu HaYashom lo yanigo. And Chazal even tell us, Rashi comments on this. And Rashi indicates only a small percentage left Mitzrayim. So going back to our issue, namely, Benomar of Benemar, this Hallel Shel Shira is being recited by those who are committed to our destiny. And therefore, a puzzling text on the Mishnah is illuminated. If you look in the Tesis, on page number 2, lower left-hand corner, in Arvid Sochim, Tesis has a very fascinating comment. He notes there are 10 Shirim in Tanakh. 10 times the idea of Shira is mentioned throughout Tanakh. 9 of them, says Tesis, relate to the past, relate to the Avar. And 1 relates to the ultimate Geula. And the Medrash says that the 10th is expressed in the masculine, Shir Chadosh, and the 9 in the feminine. Here we say, Shira Chadosha. So our Mishnah, Lichora, Lefikach, is speaking about the past. So what should the Nusach have been? Lashon Avar, Benema, the fun of Shira Chadasha. That would have been appropriate. And not the language that many of us have in our Haggadahs. Benoma, the fun of. Benoma is the future tense. And the Shulchan Aruch passes with Halacha that either one should say Benoma Shira Chadash or Benema Shira Chadasha. So our text is mystifying. However, according to Rav Haigon, and according to the Briska of the way he interprets Rav Haigon, that there are two dinim of Hallel, Hallel Shel Kriya and Hallel Shel Shira, and the Hallel that we are saying on Pesach night is B'Shas HaNes. Right now we're experiencing on the night of Pesach the Nes of Yitziat Mitzrayim on an annual basis. So then we understand very well the Lashon of our text, V'Noyim Alafon of Shira Chadasha. We're about to recite the Shira Chadasha over the Nes that we are presently experiencing. However, one question still remains. And that is, how do we understand this in terms of the connection to Hodah? But the initial questions that I raised certainly be solved. Without the experience of Leil HaSeder, we will not say Hallel, because Hallel Shel Kriya is obviously only said by day. And this Hallel Shel Shira is being said at night. Hallel Shel Kriya is not truncated. We say the Hallel. Gomi Malav Es Hallel. We say Hallel Sholei. This Hallel is truncated. Adhechanu Omer. Regular Hallel does not have a Seuda that precedes it. This Hallel has a Seuda that completely divides this Hallel into two. This Hallel has no bracha. It's a spontaneous Hallel. And it precipitates a Seuda Seidah that relates to our past experiences. But it beckons us to move from a particularistic Hodah, a local kind of Hodah, to a universal one, a one that will anticipate the Gula Asidah. And this Hallel therefore requires, as the Gemara says in Tainis, and in the Sivis, and the Balamar point out, Enomim Hallel Nefesh Zveya V'Keres Meleya. This Hallel is going to be recited after the Seuda. The interruption of the meal is not only not illegal, but eminently desirable, eminently fortuitous. A bracha cannot be possibly be uttered that would undermine the whole spontaneity of Hallel Shel Shira. And I just want to resolve one other question that I alluded to a moment ago, the analogy to a din of Arba Tzrichim, which is known as the Birchas HaGomel, on page 2, item number 16, from Tehillim Kuf Zayin. This is a din that Arba Tzrichim Lahodos, four individuals who undergo experiences. And it's actually the mnemonic device usually to remember is V'chol HaChayim Yodu Chasela Tilim Kuv Zayin. This is also discernible on Leil HaSeder. Nusach Sfarad actually, and Chassidim, if I'm not mistaken, beside this, Tilim Kuv Zayin on Erev Shabbos Zotua Mincha. But this is the source of Birchas HaGomel, namely a Jew who's besieged or in a difficult situation once Hashem has extricated him from that. Yomu Gule Hashem Asher Golo Miyatzor, as the pasuk says in the very beginning of this mizmor. Hodu Hashem Kitok Yolam Chazdo. Yomu Gule Hashem Asher Golo Miyatzor. Ribono Shalom saved four individuals, and one of the four is Mishi Yatzor Beveitz Asurim, a person who was in prison in a kind of dungeon. Escape was impossible. The Ramban in Chumash cites a famous Medrash that Mitzrayim was in a fortress, and there was no way that any Jew could save himself, no way that he could escape that impregnable prison. So literally, we were not only imprisoned in a literal way, but figuratively as well. And then we fit into the category, one of the four categories mentioned over here, Yesh V'Cheshech V'Tzal Moves Asir Anu Bazel, as mentioned in Pasuk Yud. But we cried out to Hashem Yisbarach, Vayizakul Hashem Batzar Lohem. We cried out to Hashem Yisbarach, and Hashem Yisbarach broke those chains and broke those bonds, and we were unshackled. And it's fascinating that the Medrash tells us that on that night of Leil Shimurim, the night of the scourge of Makas Bechoros, Paro was frantically searching for Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look at item number 17, so here we have the Medrash, found on page 3 in the upper left-hand corner. So the Medrash tells us this actually is the source of a well-known digit that's sung in Eretz Yisrael, but today I think it's sung in Chutz Eretz as well, namely, Paro b'pijamas b'em tzahalayla, Paro b'pijamas b'em tzahalayla. Paro literally was in a frantic kind of state, and from Moshe Rabbeinu, and the pasuk says, the Alkut Shemoli comments in this pasuk, "Kumutzu mitochani melamed shaya paro dofeg al pischon shel Moshe v'Aaron." He's banging on the door of Moshe v'Aaron in the middle of the night, and they tell him, "What? In the middle of the night? We're sleeping." And he's screaming, "Kumutzu!" And they answer, "V'chi ganovim anachnu. What are we? A bunch of thieves who come in the middle of the night? Baboker yotzim. We'll leave in the morning." Omar. So he says, "Hare mesu kol Mitzrayim, shenema ki amru kulana mesim." And right away, they tell him, "Give us a get shichur," the way the Gemara says in Gittin. And he goes ahead and verbally gives him a get shichur. "Hare atem b'shuschem, hare atem avod m'shakor ish bochu, behold, you are free." He was m'shakor. Tzaveach, Paro began to scream, L'sha'ava ha'yisim avodai, in the past you were my servants, aval achshav, atem b'nei chayrim, hale atem b'shuschem, tzrichem atem b'halol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to go and now say, Shem atah Hashem Yisbarach, that you are his servants, shenemar, halleluka, hallelu abde Hashem. That's the Losh of the Medrash, of the Halkit Shevodi in Parshas Bo. We're talking about one who went through the Midbar, a desert traveler. We're talking about a prisoner. We're talking about a chayla, God forbid, someone who's sick. We're talking about Yerdei Ayam, a seafarer. And apparently, Leil HaSeder in Mitzrayim, we underwent all of these four Nisyanos. We traveled in the Midbar, Kriyas Yamsuf, we were chaylim, we were in prison, and I could not help think when I was preparing the shiur today of what is happening now in this absolutely indescribable magefa that's engulfed the world. We're in uncharted territory. Things are lo yadua. We've now become prisoners in our own home. We're in a base asurim of sorts. In a certain sense, we're chaylim, we're sick, we're traveling in the desert, we're seafarers trying to figure it out, how to get to dry land, how to emerge, how to moor our ships, how to anchor them. We're waiting anxiously for Hashem Yisbarach to take us out from bondage and to declare, Harei atem b'shuschem, Harei atem b'nei chayrim. Let us get back to our normal lives, min ha-shigra. So that analogy to me is a very powerful one, one that took place in Mitzrayim, and one that we can appreciate certainly right now in the exigency of the moment. So the act of releasing us from the bondage of Egypt with the Get Shichur into the custody of Hashem Yisbarach generates an immediate obligation to recite Halah. And that was acknowledged by no less a royal personage than Paro Melech Mitzrayim, as we see from the Medrash. So the response of a Jew and Leil HaSeder is echoed in Tefillin Kuf Zayin. Yodu Hashem Chazoy. Notice the language of the Pasuk. First, Yodu, Lashon Haidah. Instinctively, we begin with Haidah, the thanksgiving. And then, V'nifla'isa B'nei Adam. And then we proceed to Shevach. Like I described earlier from the Gemara in Sochim and from the two segments of the Hallel and Leil HaSeder. The Rosh in Sochim, item number 18, directly below the Medrash, I just cited, the Rosh has a point that's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, by the Shulchan Aruch of the Baal HaTanya. He writes over there, the Rosh, we need three matzahs on Leil HaSeder. We need two shleimus, like every Yom Tov. It's not like the Shita Zahaman. Rambam only has two matzahs, and one of them is broken, Lechemoni. He doesn't have Lechem Mishneh, because Lechemoni is the overriding theme of Leil HaSeder, but most of the Klal Yisrael have three matzahs mentioned here by the Rosh, as in every Yom Tov. Umosiv aleihem pusok and eshetia lechemoni. We have a broken matzah, 2.5 matzahs, and then he writes the Rosh, v'nogu b'ashkenaz u'b'tzarfas, that the minhag was in Germany, in France, lasos mi'yisor nechod, zeicha l'lachmi toda. Sha'ayotzi b'beitza asurim, meidi lachmi toda. A person who leaves a prison is obligated to bring a korban todah to Hashem Yisbarach, namely this week's parsha of Tzav, Shabbos HaGadol, to thank Hashem Yisbarach, to say hodah to Hashem Yisbarach, and he mentions that the todah comes, the lachmi todah, three minim of chalos, of matzah, rikikin, rebucha, and three chalos. So, in effect, the Rosh is also echoing the same idea that we just mentioned, namely the connection and the bonding and the connectivity between Arba Tzrichim Behodos and what happened on Leil HaSeder. The Pasuk writes in Tehillim, this is found on page number 5, item 34, in Tehillim Samaches, Dav HaMelech says, Elokim, Moshev Yechidim Baisa, Motzi Asir Makosharos. And Rashi comments, Yivonah Shom took the time of Mitzrayim, the Chodesh Yukosher Lotzeis. So Pesach night, unquestionably, we're obligated to go ahead and unburden ourselves and say Shevach Vodot Hashem Yisbarach. The Mabit writes, Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha Pitachta L'Moseiroi I'm literally breaking my bonds asunder. The spontaneous outpouring that wells up from our hearts when we experience the Leil HaSeder, the Yeshua, the Gula of Hashem Yisbarach. And of course, that's something that all of us want right now in a similar situation that we find ourselves in. The Rabbi Rai said, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the term Mitzrayim is Bein HaMitzrayim, between straitened circumstances. S-T-R-A-I-T, similar to the Straits of Magellan. And that's what's happening on Pesach night. The Hallel of Shira that we say on the night of Pesach epitomizes the Jew who overnight was transformed into an Eved of Hashem Yisbarach. That night the Jews did not engage in Bracha, but we engage in Shira. And there is no Bracha on the Hallel. What's the basic distinction between Shira, Hallel Shel Shira, that is not accompanied by a Bracha, and Hallel Shel Kriya, that is accompanied by a Bracha? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, this is found on page 3, item number 20, top of the page. The Gemara, interestingly enough, gives Shevach to Yisrael, that Yisrael said, Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzel Eschem, Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paro. And the Gemara takes Klal Yisrael to task, Dinayu Yisrael, Shelo Amru, we did not go ahead and engage in this kind of thanking Hashem Yisbarach, G'nayu L'moshe L'shishim Rivo, Shelo Amru Baruch. The Gemara says, we did not use the Lashon of Bracha that was used by Yisrael. Yisrael said, Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzel Eschem, Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paro. We did not do so till Yisrael came and said, Baruch Hashem. The obvious question really presents itself, but Klal Yisrael said, Shira to Hashem Yisbarach. Oz Yashir Meshav Yisrael. Seemingly a higher level than that achieved by Yisrael. So why do Chazal critique us? Why do they take us to task? And the only maskana is, ineluctably, that Shira is not Bracha, and Bracha is not Shira. Tzvei dinim. There are two separate concepts that are involved here. A bracha, Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in Nefesh HaChaim, in his classic work, is Tosefes Koach. Hashem is the recipient of our bracha. Obviously, Hashem Yisbarach does not need our bracha, but he lovingly accepts them. A bracha is a fulfillment, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, of Tinu Oiz Elokim. Hashem wants us to execute his godly plans, and by our proclamation, we're adding strength to Hashem Yisbarach, Ki'ilu. That's called the bracha. Avraham Avinu, the Jew who came to monotheism after a long and arduous journey, who transformed Hashem from the Elokei Shamayim, detached and distant, to Elokei Haaretz, imminent and accessible. Avraham Avinu became an active shutuv of Hashem Yisbarach, and that's the essence of bracha. Our creative involvement in the grandeur of creation. That's the concept of bracha. What is the concept of shira and conscious distinction? Kriyas Yamsuf, when we sang, Ashiru Hashem ki go go, Hashem is all powerful. Hashem accomplishes everything single-handedly. There are gargantuan feats of splendor. So in shira, we are but a passive instrument, because it is my neshama that's singing the exalted praises of Hashem is barach. I'm not an active partner in the context of Shira, initiating creative gestures. I'm a submissive suppliant who surrenders to the Ratzon of my master. On Leil HaSeder, the night of Pesach, we shifted from the status of being Avdei Paro, servants of Paro, to the lofty status of becoming Avdei Hashem. But the psyche of a slave, Kayadua, a slave is docile, a slave is subservient, a slave is Meshubed Lerabo, totally reliant upon his master. So on the night of Pesach, we became Avdei Hashem. Only Hashem Yisbarach reigns supreme. And we, Klal Yisrael, were simply bystanders in the drama of the Exodus. And the Baal HaGadol himself comments, Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy tzoros, ani v'loy shliach. That night, the way the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Leil Shimurim hu l'Hashem, lo tziyom eretz Mitzrayim, Hu alaylo azel Hashem. Only Hashem was operating that night b'chvodu v'atzmo. So Yisrael, the Gemara said here in Tzadet and Tzadik Dalet, was the first person to seize the initiative and added strength to Hashem by saying Baruch Hashem. But the night of Pesach, which is Shas Hanes, where we re-experience and reenact Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no bracha on the mitzvah dalu keses. There's no bracha recited on Hallel. There's no bracha recited on the mitzvah of Sibir Yetzias Mitzrayim, which of course is a subject discussed by many Rishonim, because this night, it's a night of Hodah, thank you Hashem Yisbarach, that we say extemporaneously as obedient servants, rejoicing in the wonderful chesed, the largesse that you extended to us. It's not a time for bracha. It's not a time for us to give a creative yashikach to Hashem Yisbarach. It's a night of pure shira. My Rebbe, Hagoyin Anisim Albert Zatzal, asked the question of that Gemara in Sanhedrin that we just mentioned. The Mishnah writes in Brachas, which is item 21 on page 3, V'makelos Baruch Elokim Hashem Imkor Yisrael Melamei Shafil Ubrim B'me'imon Omru Shira. Even embryos in the fetuses, in the wombs of their mother, they said Shira Layam. And the Gemara cites this pasuk, V'makelos Baruch Elokim Hashem Imkor Yisrael. So apparently, the Lashon of the Gemara would seem to indicate B'makelos Baruch Elokim Lashon of Bracha. So they did achieve the status of Bracha. So yes, the kasha and this entire yisod that we just formulated to be mechaber between bracha and shira, and the answer is that the entire shira of B'shalach Oz Yashir focuses around Hashem Yisbarach. Every pasuk, with the exception of one pasuk, namely the pasuk that was said by Ubri B'Beimam, namely Zekeli V'Anveyu Elokei Ovi Rabbeinu Ruas Hashim Chalayam Mashalavay Yecheska Dambuzi. That pasuk was said by Reuben ben Imam because they didn't experience the bondage in Egypt. They weren't possessed of the whole slave pathology and mindset that the Ibn Ezra describes at great length in his Perush al Torah. And therefore, they were able to articulate a bracha in sharp contrast to their parents, who only merited the reciting of Shira. That's how my Rebbe answered this kasha from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, from the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun Aleph, which seems to be a stira to the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadik Dalet. However, for us, Hodah, gratitude and thanksgiving, becomes a springboard for Shevach. We start with Hodah in the context of the two prakim that we say before the Suda, but then ultimately it becomes a springboard for Shira and the Hodah after, which of course is eschatological in nature, futuristic in nature, relating to the Asid Labai, and in between there's a Suda, and then we are catapulted to rhapsodic heights of Shevach. The Gemara of Sakim Kufta Zayin, item number 22, directly below. The Gemara presents this sequence, I believe, in a very beautiful way. Amalei Rav Nachman the Doru Avdei. Rav Nachman said to his servant Doru, Avdo de Mapigle Mare Lecheiros. And Eved is released by his master and given freedom. The Yoyevle Kaspo Dava. He's given gold and silver. My boy, the Memale. What is he obligated to do? And he answered, he's obligated first to say Hodah and then to say Shevach. So one sees beautifully the Seder HaDvarim. First Hodah and then subsequently Shevach. And this really is the accentuating of the distinction between Halo Shel Shira and Halo Shel Kriya, with all of the Afkiminas that we mentioned earlier. And I would just like to, by way of Siyum, examine one parak of Hallel that I think is critical, that relates to both what happened then in Mitzrayim, parak Kufta Zayin, on page number 6 of your head. That I'm going to skip the other pages that would take us again in a different direction, but also connected to the theme of the evening of the Shir. But let's examine, by way of closing, one parak in Hallel, which we say on an ongoing basis, Parak Kufta Zayin, very briefly. You'll notice that I divided the parak into four segments. The first segment is the beginning. Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli tachnunai, how we love to connect to Hashem es barach through tefillah. Tefillah expresses the intimate dialogue and communion that we have with Hashem es barach. Ki yitaz no li v'yama ekra, what Hashem is going to describe a situation which is somewhat horrendous. Afafuni chevim mavet, mitzori shol, mitzouni tzor v'yagodemta. We're in a state of siege, but still, even in a state of siege, we know what we have to do. V'shem Hashem Ekra, V'yef Hashem Yitzbarach, On Hashem Malta Nafshi, save me, because you are Chanun Hashem Betzadik V'lokeinu Rachim. That's the first segment that's found here. In the second segment, there's a slight change of tone. Show me Psalim Hashem. Hashem, you can protect even individuals like myself. We're together of a Petsy. I'm really down. Please, Hashem, return me to my former state, my menucha. Ki Hashem, you're so kind. Described in the first section, I was in a state of siege, but you Hashem Yitzbarach, you saved me. I was crying. I was about to be, Rachman Lislan, tossed about to and fro, and you have saved the day. Mindima Rabbi Midechi, and the hope, of course, is that Salaykhud Hashem, Yarcha Sachayim, the different Pshatim, what Ad Sachayim referred to. I always like the Pshat that Ad Sachayim refers to Eretz Israel. The dynamics of Jewish life are all here, and therefore we end by saying, I'm in a terrible state. I'm afflicted. I realize the affliction is because Kolam and Jose, man not to be trusted. And thus we have here two paragraphs or two segments of the beginning of this. One describes the speech, and the other already begins to indicate this hope. Yeshua Hashem. And then we continue. Segment number three. Here we're talking about the obligation of Hakaras HaTov, because even during a time of difficulty, during difficult moments and trying moments and challenging times and problematic moments with Klal Yisrael, still I recognize my obligation to be Makir Tov, to see the Yad Hashem for all that He has done for us. And then we have a reference to the Dorian I'm going to accept upon myself, Negdan Olachalamo, and we even know that those who Rachman Litzlan die, Al-Kish Hashem, Vameitze Nevesh, Yokar B'ni Hashem, Vibarashom loves everyone who calls Yisrael. And we end by saying, Ono Hashem Ki Ani Abdecha, we are Abdi Hashem par excellence. As I mentioned earlier, the Mabit, Ani Abdecha Ben Amasecha, you have literally been able to break my shackles, and as a result, now that I'm unbound, I'm from a level where I simply am made to Hashem Yisbarach, but now I'm going to engage in Shira and Teda, Lechoyez Bach Zevach Teda, V'Shem Hashem Ekra, Nidorah V'Shem Hashem, but this time, it's going to be of a much more public nature, V'Chatzot Beis Hashem, V'Solcheich Yerushalayim, Halleluka.
Rev David, I think we lost you. We see you speaking, but we don't hear you.
Rebbe, we can't hear.
Perhaps someone can call his cell phone.
Now it's frozen.
No, he's using his phone to talk, so someone should call his phone so he knows he's not on the line anymore.
He's not answering the phone.
Yeah, I'm on with the Rev. He said the phone died. He's trying to work it out. Everybody stay on the line. He's trying to call back in. Everybody be patient. The last thing we heard you say was the four different parts of the Parak Kufta Zayin. You're in the middle of part four of it. That's what you're up to. So it's about 2 minutes worth that we saw you speaking on video but couldn't hear you. You want to just try the video part? Maybe you don't have to dial in. Just unmute yourself on the video. Maybe that will work. You're trying your cell phone. If the home phone is not working, try your cell phone. Okay. If everyone could bear with him. Hopefully he'll be back on the line in a few seconds. Yeah. Everyone's patiently waiting. Star 6 to unmute yourself. Okay, you're back in.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
I apologize to everyone for the, again, technical glitch. We were...
The last thing you said was Pitachtam Loseirai, that now we're in the okay. Level who can be Moda to Shem Yisbarach and bring Zevach Toda.
So I mentioned the Nativ, that the Nativ has a comment on this particular series of psukim. L'chayes bach zerach toda v'shem Hashem ekra. The Darai l'Hashem Hashalom negdolah l'chalamo. The Nativ asks in his Haimek Dover in Pasha Sav. It's also found elsewhere in the Nativ in the Teresh of the Shiltas and elsewhere. The Nativ tends to, when he lays down a yesod, he likes to elaborate on it many, many times. So yes, we know that Hashem wants us to be tzanua and avodas Hashem. We should be modest. So why are we publicizing? Why are we indicating l'ra ezbach zevach toda nidorei l'Hashem hashalim ne'egdono l'chalama? We want to do a public demonstrative kind of event. Why is that? But Hashem wants us to be tzanua. And here we're doing it b'chatzu beis Hashem, b'sorechi u'shalayim. So he answers along the following lines. That essentially we know the Karban Toda is one that requires other people to join you. Why? Because the Toda is brought, we mentioned earlier in the Shir, Abad Tzrichim Lahedais, when Bechuyis to being a Karban Toda, Noratim and Farsim, the Nes that occurred. The four Nisim that we mentioned earlier. And therefore, we indicated these four Nisim occur every Pesach night, and that's what is Merumas in the Rosh and elsewhere. So here we have an obligation. Whenever there's a dinner pesum in Isra, that requires a massive, demonstrative, public kind of demonstration. Even mefarsim b'chazdei Hashem. So now going back to this mizmar, so even though the mizmar began with the first two segments that I mentioned earlier, one that a person is in siege, and then we're not too much relying on the individual kala adam kozei, but then in the third and fourth section, we begin to wake up, that even toch tzara, we're obligated to be makitov to Hashem Yisbarach. That's our hashkafa. Very fascinatingly enough, Rabbi Kivega has in one of his letters in the Drasha, he speaks about this idea. He calls the pasuk in Tehillim elsewhere. Tehillim, I believe it's in Perek Nun. It's also something of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Zaydeach teidon yichadonini. If someone is the recipient of Hashem Yisbarach's goodness, he has to express hakaras hatov. He has to thank Hashem Yisbarach. And if one does so, then Hashem will give him more chesed. and more chesed. And each time Hashem gives me chesed, I am a chuyah to be makir tov. But God forbid if a person does not respond the way a Jew responds with hakaras hatov, then Hashem Yisbarach will no longer vouchsafe to him the kind of chesed that he's worthy of receiving. And as the prophet says, until the nun, zaveach tzedah, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives a person, an individual, a reason to bring a korban tzedah, yechadonini. He has to go ahead and express hakaras hatov. And as a result of that, there's some derech that because I take this approach and I thank Hashem, I say Haidah, I say Shevach, then Aren will be Yesha Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to provide me with that kind of Yeshua. That Yeshua will continue. So only if a person recognizes it, then he'll subsequently continue to receive this kind of Yeshua of Hashem Yisbarach. You still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So therefore, that's how we explain that Mizmor Nun, and that's how I'm trying to interpret this as well. Namely, there are different segments here in this particular Mizmor, four different segments that I see. Namely, the first two segments that speak about a siege, a sorrow, where a person is literally apafuni chavimoves, surrounded by Sha'ol, Tzara v'yogo, but at the same time, we recognize that Yeshua Hashem Kerafayim, he's the source of our salvation, and therefore b'shem Hashem Ekra, Malta Nafshi, but we recognize our limitations, Shem Yipsoyim Hashem, Dalesi, I'm really down in the dumps, please return us, bring us back to our former situation, where Bedima, we're Bedechi, we want to be able to be established properly, and I believe in you, Hashem Yisbarach, and I'm in a terrible situation, and I know Kol Adam Kozev. The first section has in it two parts, one the Sarah, and the second is a partial kind of recognition of my state of affairs, knowing that I'm not worthy of Yeshua Hashem. But then we continue to the second segment of the Mizmor, parts 3 and 4, where I come to myself and recognize my deep and profound obligation for all the chassadim that Hashem has done for me. Mo Shiv Hashem, Kos Yeshuas Esa, Nidoril Hashem Hashalem, and that leads to his Spartus of Shira, and the Abducha Ben Amasecha, Pitachta the Mosiroi, Lechoyez Bach Zevach Tevah Hashem Hashem Ekla. And also I would even suggest that we're going from a Halo Shel Kriya in the first two segments, segment number 2 specifically, to a Halo Shel Shira in segment number 4. It's almost like Leila said there, namely, when we are engulfed by tzaras, and right now I would just like to be Messiah by noting that we are in a terrible tzara, a magefa of epic proportions, of a gargantuan nature that's engulfed the world. But that, on the contrary, behooves us that our response should be firstly one of fila, despite the fact that afafuni chavimoves mitzari shol, and we recognize our limitations. I want to be in a situation where I can be as talik of Hashem be'asos achayim, but that still is tinged with a level of b'di'eved, and we want that karas hatov to be l'chatchila, not simply a halal shel kriya, but a halal shel shira. That's novea mitoch hispartus halev, mitoch a profound recognition of the Yad Hashem. And we begin in the third segment, Mo Shiv Hashem Kol Tagmuloyoy, Hashem Yisbarach, I thank you for everything you've given me. And according to Rabbi Kivega, automatically, that acknowledgement and that hakara is going to lead to Hashem Yisbarach again with an outpouring of more chasadim and hopefully more Yeshua. And we react, Zoray Hashem Hashalim, we recognize Yoko Beni Hashem, you are tzaddikim and tzikonios who lost their lives. Hamasa lachasida, tragically, Hashem, ani abdecha, I am your servant. I am not masiach das in you, the way the Radak writes at the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. Vayom Hashem, Moshe, Eved Hashem. And Eved is not masiach das from his creator, and he recognizes that the source of his salvation is Hashem Yisbarach. Please, Hashem, unshackle me, untie me, unbond me, pitachta l'maseiroi. I want to be able to engage in full-throated and full-fledged Shira, a halachah Shira that we say on the Elah Seder, and that we say as the Gemara in Tainus comments, when a person is saved from a shipwreck, Halavai Hashem Yisbarach should engulf the world with his chesed, and we should be able to bring a Zerach Todah Hashem, Uvishem Hashem Eko, Nidorel Hashem Hashalem. It should be done demonstratively, Bifneam Be'edah, and Halavai, all of us should be able to do this, Bekorah Mamish, the Chatzot Beis Hashem, Esochechi Yishalayim Halavuka. Halavai, that this Lel HaSeder, we should be Zochet to come to this Lel Shel Shira, where we can say, Nishmas Kol Chai, Tevarech HaShimcha Hashem Elokeinu, V'ruach Kol Basar, the entire world will be free of this Magefa, and will be able to fire with Zoymein, Zichrecha Malkeinu Tomid, Minayilam Yadayilam Atokel. Halavai, Bekor of Mamish, that Benisa Nigalu, Benisa Nasinu Nigoyel, the Banasham should give us the Kechas and should give us the Chesed, Boundless Chesed, Bispashtus, Buligvulos, that we can be free of this Magefa and the Ezra Hashem, enter the Lel HaSeder Besimcha, Benoich HaShom and Azvachim and Apsochim, Benoim Alafonov, Shira Chadosha.
Go ahead, Rabbi.